The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
At this point in time, it's important that we give the president what he's asking for.
All right, that's the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and this comes on the heels of the speech on Wednesday about what we're going to do as a nation to fight ISIL and how we're going to get that accomplished in this coalition that's going to be formed, and how much money it's going to take and how long is it going to take is a very big question mark. Hey, everybody, how you doing out there in the nooks and crannies? Coming off of remembering another September 11th, 13 years ago, always a tough day for me in a sense, but also a day where I feel for the people directly, I mean directly affected, where somebody was gone in an instant because they happened to be on a plane that was the wrong plane that day, or they were in the wrong space in a building, whatever it is, families that were deeply, deeply affected. And there's always some tremendous memorials, the bagpipes, the announcing of the names, I think is so important. And they do that in New York, and they also have a remembrance in Washington, D.C., at the Pentagon, and they do a similar thing in Shanksville. So as that, we come through that, and we look now at not al-Qaeda, but Islamic State militants, and the thought that they have swelled to such big numbers, according to the CIA, 31,000 and counting. So pretty big bump after the gap where they were just a small band and they were 5,000 and then 10,000. And that's a much bigger number than initially was said. And that number is pretty accurate. I checked with the Pentagon source and then I checked with a terrorism expert, and they all pretty much said around the same thing. In fact, even perhaps a little bit higher. So the bottom line is these are people who are well-armed. These are people who have a strategic plan that they have in place, according to what we believe. And we have our best black ops guys on this, along with the British elite. But now we've got this counterterrorism strategy to fight the militants. And that this is a campaign to destroy them, period. And we're not alone on it, that this is a coalition of countries, and that the Arab nations are going to be involved in this. No specifics yet at this point. Each day that goes by, that makes me more nervous. That what's really going to happen, who's really going to get involved. Conversations from the White House, conversations on the ground, promises that maybe we would do this. A maybe is not a for sure. And let's hope that some of those maybes turn into for sures, because this can't be just an American thing anyway. We're going to have those targeted airstrikes. What does that mean to Syria? What does that mean to Iraq? How odd is it, too, that we're going to train Syrian rebels and try to, what, figure out the Syrian rebels? I said this the other day. The thing that bugs me the most is we go after Assad. Now we're involved with Assad. And now we're figuring out ways to ramp up an engagement on the ground through arming and training these Syrians. But how do we know? I mean, it's pretty vulnerable. How do we know? We're pretty vulnerable in this. How do we know who are the Syrians that we can trust? I'd say it's pretty slim as to the right people that you pick. There are probably many thousands, and there are thousands who would also take the weapons, take the knowledge, take the information, and take it to ISIS. Some people think that 15 minutes the president had on primetime didn't go far enough, didn't go deep enough, didn't really tell us some of the things that we needed to know to connect on the strategy. Because we're paying for it. We're paying to defeat these terrorists. Make no mistake about it. It's coming out of taxpayer money. And, yeah, other countries might be part of the coalition and kick in, but we are always going to be the ATM. We're always going to be the group that carries the bag of money. And we're the ones that don't have the money. We're the ones so deep in debt we're sinking. The Chinese are clobbering us. In fact, they're dancing on top of us because they're holding our debt. But that's a subject for another show. I mean, but here's the thing. So we look at the Secretary of State, John Kerry, saying, okay, we're not at war with ISIS. But wait a second, we're trying to eliminate them, and this is 31,000 people. So there has to be some sort of a war effort. It is a war effort. Who are we fooling with that? I mean, and it's terrifying to think how we're stepping into this, where it seems as though there's a few things that are just a little vague. You know, there are gray areas. I get that. And there are no absolutes across the board. Of course, they're not. But this has been a bloody slaughter of Christians in the Middle East. I mean, this is what's happening. Make no mistake, this is, let's eliminate the Christians. This is what we're trying to do. We are jihadists. We are nutballs. We are fanatics. I mean, they're not describing themselves as that, but that's what they are. And that's what they're doing. They are slaughtering people. Do this or you're dead. Do this and it's over. So the Pentagon, to my knowledge, really outlined a good plan. Some of it was special forces that they want to go in, and some of it were some of these other things that they thought would work strategically with airstrikes. I mean, really helping the president formulate some kind of a plan. Because remember, this is a thing that you delegate. It's a war room deal. Oh, but it's not a war. But it's a war room deal where you sit around with your brightest military people and you start to talk about what do we have, what can we do, who are we pulling in, how is this going to be enacted. So it's not necessarily, you know, shocking that people feel as though there's something missing in this. There's something missing in this, not war, but really is sort of a war on terrorism against a specific group that we are footing the bill for. I will say this, bravo to all the intelligence people who have really done their jobs to keep us as safe as they can in the 13 years since 9/11. I've been to New York many times since 9/11. I was there through that whole thing and a couple of years after that, and then moved back to Texas. But I will say that I think Ray Kelly, I think, you know, in New York, I think some of the amazing agents who really get very little credit have started to share the information. They've been doing that, and they're doing, some of them are doing incredible jobs because we haven't had that big one. And let's hope that the Islamic State, these militants, aren't the next big one. That's some of what you expressed in your emails to me. We're checking the mailbag next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. increases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro, the most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Time to swing over to our mailbag. A lot of you reacting to passing through another 9/11 anniversary, telling me actually where you were, and many of you having some thoughts on what we should do as far as ISIS is concerned. So on that note, let's check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Tommy, who says, Katie Kate, I don't know if you remember me or not. This is the T-Man from Illinois. Don't worry, my dear, I have been listening. I've just been very, very busy. I promise I will call in the near future. I like that nail the score thing. Maybe I'll call in for that. I love when you say we need some lighter fare and throw that in. Cool. Because you're right, we do stand and scream and jump on our soapbox, but every once in a while we got to take a breath and come up for air so we have the energy to fight the good fight. Speaking of fighting the good fight, wow, the number's much bigger than originally thought on how many ISIS militants there are between Iraq and Syria. Isn't it interesting that first we're going after the devil, then we're dealing with the devil, and then we're also trying to figure out who the devils are when it comes to the Syrian rebels that, by the way, we need their help. Sounds like a big, fat mess to me. I only hope, as you have said many, many times when I've tuned in, that the Arab world is on board and they're fully participatory on what's happening. It's to their advantage. After all, I think in the long run, and we need to do whatever we can to end this threat. I do agree with the assessments of many that you've had on the show that this is a bigger threat than Al-Qaeda, at least in current times. So the military campaign, the focus has to be against these militants. It's ungodly what they did to two Americans and what they're doing to countless other people. Keep rocking it, sister. Thank you, Tommy. And we look forward to when you call in to do the Nail the Score thing. It's actually a good time to just poke that for a second. If you don't know what he's talking about, Nail the Score, we do it on our Wednesday into Thursday show. It's in our second hour in the final segment. The game of the week is picked by our masterful supercomputer at the mothership. Once the computer nails the game of the week, you call in. Tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be of the football game, whatever game it is that week in the NFL. And you can whine and complain and say, I don't care, I hate football, and they're all on steroids, and whatever your opinion is. But this is just a game, folks. You don't have to love football, like football, know everything about football. We're just having fun. It's like doing the bingo thing. It's like playing cards. It's like playing a hand of dummy rummy, actually. I'm not calling you dummies. I love dummy rummy. It has nothing to do with that. It's a game. It's fun. And you win prizes. And we make a big deal about you if you nail the score because it's so hard to do. So enough about that. We move on to Scott, who says, Kate and to the boys on America tonight. Good job on all of you. Yo. I think you're saying that because of Breaking Bad, and how I always say that for Breaking Bad. But anyway, when I look at this ISIS thing, I have to say, if there is another beheading, and if it is a Brit, can you imagine how the people there will react? I think it's outrageous that we allow them to get as big as they have. I mean, hey, we're not the world's policemen. I get that. But you've said it. It's true. I believe it. We have a lot of intelligence. After all, we were tapping Americans' phones. So you can't tell me they weren't watching, they being our government, as the Islamic militants, the numbers swelled. They knew they were dangerous. Why didn't they do something to stop them in the early days instead of at a point where they're much stronger? Seems like we already dropped the ball, don't you think? Oh, yeah. When this stuff came out from West Point about knowing what was happening with the Islamic State and that they were a dangerous threat and they were getting bigger and they had great recruiting and they were getting money and they were starting to surpass Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood, and ultimately Al-Qaeda, yeah. You don't have to shake the magic eight ball and say, should we be worried about the Islamic State? No. And it's that whole thing that I sum up to, we are a nation that reacts instead of acts. Why don't we act before things are out of control? It's like the analogy of when you're in a bad relationship and you keep letting it go on and on and on and you're just too chicken to end it. Or for whatever reason, it's convenient. It's just comfortable, but you really aren't happy in one other sense. And you keep doing it, but it gets worse. So you're like an ostrich and you've buried your head in the sand and trying to get it unburied gets tougher and tougher and tougher. And that's what we've done. So we've created a more expensive problem, a scarier problem, and one where we have to be the lead. We don't want to be the only ones in this battle that's not a war, but we have to take the lead, and we better do it well, because who knows what we don't know that could be happening in the United States. I'm not a crazy conspiracy person or a fear monger, but I'm a realist, and I know from my information, from my sources, I'm basing it on people that I trust and that I have trusted over the years, and they have been pretty right on almost everything that they've told me, that there are reasons to believe, yes, that some ISIS folks are here in the United States because they had a real opportunity when we were being overrun at the borders, especially with the kids, and it was about the busing and getting them on and figuring out a way to handle it, all of that. For a minute, our eye was off of the overall border. Yes, there were Border Patrol agents, but some of the more sparse areas were too tough to cover completely. You can only stretch somebody so much, and you can only stretch the jeeps and trucks and everything else they have, too. So there were openings in the fence, in the virtual fence, we'll call it, at the border, there were some openings. There was ways to get through. And my sources say, absolutely, we should feel as though there's a great chance that we have some of these militants in this country. So what's the deal? Why are they here? Well, think about it. Why are they here? Am I answering my own question? Yeah, there's reason to be concerned for sure. All right, I went off on a tangent. Let's roll it back in and go to this one. This one is from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, hi, Kate. How's life? What's going on in your world? And I'm curious whether or not you actually, I'm keeping it light, whether or not you're playing fantasy football or any form of football whatsoever other than nail the score. Yes, yes, and yes. Problem with fantasy football is, it's good because then you know what's happening in the league and what's going on score wise and who's doing what, but it's a lot of numbers. It's a lot of paying attention to what's happening, even though it's all sort of compiled for you. It's keeping up with everything can be heavy. Now, speaking of that, on a different note, Ray Rice was a running back that a lot of people had in their fantasy teams, and they had to dump him when he was dumped from the league and pick someone else. Although I don't feel sorry about any of the Ray Rice situation. That was bungled by the NFL. And speaking of that, somebody has something to say about it. Kari says, Kate, I had a friend who was physically abused by her husband. In other words, domestic violence. She was beaten a couple of times. We tried to help her, my husband and I. And you can only do so much, and it is an ugly, sad situation. And her husband didn't seem like that kind of guy, and nobody could believe it, and neither could we. But it was definitely happening. And eventually, she was beaten so badly, she died. And I think more than anything, she died of a broken heart. And this should be taken seriously. When I hear people trying to make excuses for Ray Rice talking about, oh, his wife was crazy and she even says that she did things to prompt what he did. Nobody prompts a man to smash you in the face with the strength of an NFL running back, smash you against railing and spit in your face, then pull your lifeless body out of the elevator. That is inexcusable. He never, ever should have been allowed to be a member of the Ravens after that moment. They should have cut him immediately, and the NFL should have said goodbye as well. They screwed up, and I hope somebody has to pay the price for this. And ultimately, will she pay the price? She can make whatever excuses she wants, but enough is enough. This can't be allowed to go on, especially if there is hardcore evidence. The video was hardcore evidence. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, the video told the story. There's no way around that. Absolutely. All right, thanks. Great, great mailbag tonight. If you have any thoughts on anything you want to share it with me, you can, americatonight.net.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Another point in the show, before we go to Ram Garg to talk about technology and Apple and what Apple's doing to, you know, now they've got the Apple wallet, basically, I'll call it, where, you know, we're talking about merchandise and being able to use it that way, and also the new Apple products and how are they keeping people safe in the wake of the story about the actresses whose security was breached and they were hacked into and they had nude photos, which is crazy. It's just goes to show you don't put any nude photos on your cloud, because who knows who may end up getting access. We never know, right? So anyway, that's coming up at the tail end of the hour. But before we get there, in the court of public opinion, what do you think, America? Ray Rice, is it fair what now has happened to Ray Rice, and should the NFL commissioner pay the ultimate heavy price? In other words, should he be asked to resign because they had the video and did not come down harder on Ray Rice in the first place? Then they come out with a domestic violence policy, six games automatically, and then indefinite suspension the second time around. They've got a couple of players that they're dealing with, including Ray McDonald, who allegedly punched his pregnant girlfriend. And So he's not on the San Francisco Niners squad right now as they're waiting to see what's going to happen with that after he was arrested. It's obviously a problem in the NFL. There are some great, wonderful players in the NFL. Not everyone. I hate blanket statements. But like anything, it's a part of culture. There are many societies, so you're going to have a little bit of everything. But this Ray Rice thing has really exploded in the court of public opinion. It absolutely has. It's gone way beyond football and around the block 10 times. The Ravens took on Pittsburgh. They slaughtered them, so to speak, on Thursday night. Specifically, as I've mentioned throughout the show, CBS toned down their lyrics and things that they were doing around the game because of what happened with Ray Rice, thinking, well, it's like a journalistic event covering this football game, which sounds funny, doesn't it? There were a lot of fans that wore their number 27s, men and women. That was Ray Rice's jersey. That was his number. And there were people that said, including some females, there was one waitress they interviewed outside of the game who said, there's two sides to every story. I saw the video. That's their personal business, and it shouldn't have affected his career. I don't agree with domestic violence, but she's still with him, so obviously it wasn't that big of a deal. Everyone should just drop it. Wow! Everyone should just drop it. I read a great story, not a great story, but a really telling story this morning in Sports Illustrated. Of course, I get Sports Illustrated along with the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and a million other things. But in the Wall Street Journal, they did a piece on one of Ray Rice's former teammates, Jovan Belcher, who is a linebacker, and he had a sister. Jovan Belcher was the linebacker for the Chiefs that murdered his girlfriend, then went to the Kansas City Chiefs practice facility and shot himself. Remember that? So that story was one of the things that they talked about, which was so shocking. I had a friend who covered the Chiefs, and they still can't believe what happened because he was calling out to coaches, and it was a crazy thing. Chris Johnson, a Ravens cornerback back in 2012, of course, knew Ray Rice well, was friendly with Ray Rice. And he had a sister whose husband murdered her and is now raising the two daughters that she had with the husband that murdered her, who is now in prison for life. But this was his sister. So he eventually moved back to Dallas so he and his wife could care for the two nieces. And he was shocked when he saw the Ray Rice footage. He could not believe what he saw. He said there is absolutely no room at all for any of that. And he said he would never. He said he and Rice were friends and so were their wives. He didn't mince any words. He didn't want to talk about it initially. Then he said, I'd never seen him in that as that type of person that I saw when I looked at that video, and to see that him striking a woman like that, I don't have respect for a man who put his hands on a woman at all. Like so many, he wants the league to also be strong and take a stronger stance, and says to make a statement to the men in the league and the world, if they do something like this, you have to suspend them for a year. It's bad what you saw on the camera, but I think Roger Goodell has to go back and reevaluate. If not, he's going to get a bunch of people getting on him about what type of league this really is. So well said. It's crazy that people want to say, well, what about her? I get it. I mean, hey, not every woman is peaches and cream. It doesn't mean that a woman couldn't provoke a man. But as a man, wouldn't you walk away from that? Wouldn't you get away? And that's what you do. You would get away if that were the case. But to say that it's their personal business, not, my dear, if you get on an elevator, cold cock the woman you're engaged to, who smashes her head against the railing, pull her body out of the elevator. You know that elevators, you should know, are videotaping. They do that to protect the people in the hotel from something happening. You have to take a strong stance on this. So that's it. I mean, I don't see Ray Rice. I don't see Ray Rice playing football again. I could be wrong. Maybe somebody picks him up. Maybe he gets therapy, goes through therapy, which supposedly they were going to try to do. But without a doubt, this has really opened the powder keg up of domestic violence. And think about that. Daughters, mothers, cousins, nieces. None of you want to see that happen to anyone you know. And wouldn't you want to, let's be honest, wouldn't you want to throttle that person? Wouldn't it be a shocking, horrible thing to wake up to? And lots of people wake up to that. Lots of people wake up to it. And domestic violence, as I've talked about before, if you're a police officer, the worst thing to have to deal with. I have an uncle who was stabbed 30 times, domestic violence call. And the guy went after him. He was enraged, crazed out of his mind on drugs. Izzy in Missouri, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi, Kay. Do we have time for my rant?
Let's hear it.
Number one, Rice's wife now is an embarrassment to all domestic violence victims. For her to stand up and say, one, that the media is ruining their lives is ludicrous, and two, that she caused part of that is insanity. I work in domestic violence. And it was the second worst detail that I ever worked, being child abuse being number one. But how dare she try to validate his behavior? I mean, I wanted to smack her myself.
Yeah.
For saying those things. It's an embarrassment. There are women
agree.
Out there that are actually being abused. And a lot of women, truly, they don't know what to do.
Right.
And this Rice critter, how dare he assume that he should just go on as if nothing happened? And I saw the photographs. I chose to go look at them. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
I know.
Honest to God, Kate, I cannot believe how people are blaming the media, which, of course, everybody knows the media loves to... sensational story.
Sure.
That's not new. They'll write on anything. But for fans to stand up for this man, you know what? That just proves how low the American society is going with respect to morals, to applaud or want this man after he beat the crap out of somebody. Is NFL that important to this many people? Because if it is, it's a sad epitaph for our country. It is very sad.
I agree. It's very sad. There are so many innocent women that just don't know what to do. Exactly what you said, Izzy. And they are within an inch of their life sometimes beaten and then killed sometimes.
Oh, I have answered calls where the woman died. I mean, I was in the dispatch office one time. When the woman called in, I wanted to throttle the dispatcher. Instead of dispatching, she was sitting there talking to her, and I finally said, get a cop out there.
Yeah.
And then we heard two shots. I'll never forget that as long as I live. She was dead. Yep. So any woman that says, well, I caused it, I'm sorry, they need therapy.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely, Izzy. I agree. Perfect way to end this. You have a great weekend. Thanks, Izzy. Coming up next, we're talking some tech with our friend Ram Garg next on ATN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th to 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-642-64, promo code GCN. 877-642-64, promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let me speak. Let me speak.
All right, here we are in America tonight, always talking about Apple, Apple, Apple. You know that my saga with Apple, I should have a reserved seat going into the store to ask questions about what's happened with my phone and everything else. But I'm really happy now at this point. I thought I had the latest, greatest phone, but we're way beyond that. They're on sixes now. So we thought we'd have Ram Garg on the show with us. He's an expert on mobile commerce, and he could talk about all the things that Apple is doing to actually protect me and you if you have an Apple or if you're thinking of getting one or whatever. It's interesting some of the lengths that they're taking. They just had some big announcements with new products, like I was alluding to, including the whole thing with the watch now that's coming out, I think, at the very end of this year in December. Ram, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Good.
So now you see that people are so concerned about being hacked into. We just had a thing where celebrities, some of these famous celebrities like actress Jennifer Lawrence, her cell phone was hacked into the pictures, the photographs, and these were personal photographs of hers, and all of a sudden they're all over the internet. So I would assume that Apple's very concerned about that kind of thing, right? And what can they do on their end?
Well, what Apple did actually, that was a really something they did not take care of upfront. But now, and issue was that as a user to find your phone, you could constantly try and try to find find my phone feature. That will allow you to, guess the security passwords, and that's what people did. Now Apple has reduced the number of retries you could do on that, so that's their first step towards that, basically.
Yeah, just to watch that so that doesn't happen. So that's how they could do it, because they could just keep guessing all these passwords, and then they figured them out, right?
Yes.
Yeah, wow, how crazy is that? And that was, of course, that was huge, because they certainly don't want that to happen. Would you say Apple is of all the companies out there, are they, on a scale of 1 to 10 RAM, are they the best at now at trying to protect customers? Are they the most innovative? Are they working on it the hardest, or is it tough to say?
Say that they are 8 or 9 the way they are taking security seriously, and I think even this with Apple Pay really is a lot more secure than traditional payment methods. So if you carry cash, of course that's not secure, right?
Right.
Same way credit cards, when you pay using credit card, there are many ways that can be hacked. People can see your credit card, they can steal your wallet. But now, basically what Apple has done is that they have this very secure system, protocols that go between the phone and the devices, which communicate using NFC, near-field communication. So, and that information is all highly secured. And as well as in place of having a single security code behind your credit card, it generates that security code for transactions. So that way, it's way more secure than the methods we use today.
Yeah, way more secure, absolutely. When, there's other scenarios, and you know this, I mean, these hackers are unbelievable, aren't they, Ram? I mean, they try to trace it back, and they're somewhere in Russia or some other country or wherever it is, but it could be anywhere, even here in the United States. And there is it that hackers just sit all day and think of ways to break the codes to get in, and it's impossible to 100% guarantee security?
Well, I think people can break in, but I think it's very, very hard, and specifically today's systems are a lot more exposed. But I'm sure Apple will keep innovating its methods to, make these transactions more and more secure.
When you look at even the new Apple products, do you like the idea of the watch? You know, having the whole smartwatch thing. Do you think that's something that'll catch on with people? Because you're in technology. Do you think people will like that?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm pretty excited to buy a watch for myself. And good part is that Apple has done a very smart thing, and which is kind of they can upsell also their, phone and watch together, because they integrated both together so that a watch can leverage some of the battery and CPU power on the phone. So that way, watch is a lot more smarter than a standalone electronic watch, for example. Right. However, it allows you to, do the payments much faster. It allows you to, look at something in place of taking the phone out and, powering it on, or, you can look at that watch and, where you can see your way to where you're going. You can see what friends are online, and a lot more basically with the watch.
How secure is the whole cloud thing?
Well, cloud is always traditionally companies are scared about cloud, right? And yes, there have been breaches. However, I think it's getting better and better. And iCloud is, I think, one of the more safe cloud than many others. And Apple learned its lesson, and they already fixed it. And they are again, investigating how to make it more secure.
Yeah. At this point in the game, with so much competition between really all the companies, none of them can afford to not take the whole security thing above and beyond, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that has been I think it's up to the not only cloud, but the applications deployed on clouds which could be Apple application, but could be third-party applications, including a lot of e-commerce, right? Those applications also have responsibility to make sure that their transactions are secure on the top of the cloud, basically. So it's a, one is an infrastructure-level security, which cloud needs to provide, but it's an application-level security also where user data need to be and transactions need to be really protected.
Yeah, boy, so agree on that one. Ramgard, thanks so much for coming on. Expert on mobile commerce, software assurance. That's the company founder and CEO. Ram, thanks a lot. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
Thanks, Ram. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, great information there from Ram, talking about somebody who's a security expert, so he's on top of what's happening with Apple and a lot of the other companies as well and what they're doing. And as I was talking to him there about that whole naked selfie thing is what it was, and, you know, that's the thing. So Apple's online security questions they weren't really helping out in that situation. I mean, I know these actresses were furious over what happened ultimately, but you know, the security questions, when people go through the questions like that they ask, sometimes we pick out the most obvious, so it would be to your benefit to not pick out obvious things. I mean, like, you know, what's your dream job? What's your childhood nickname? What's the model of your first car? I don't even know if I can answer all those questions. My mind. What's the first film you saw in the theater? What's the first thing you learned to cook? Yeah, and the list is crazy. So I also think if you were able to, somebody else wrote this, if you were able to create your own security questions and answer them, that'd be good. But I guess it would be too confusing if that happened, because I think in trying to guess passwords and whatnot, there are natural things that people who are hacking into it realize you would lean toward, just knowing, gleaning a few ideas about you, about your pet or about where you live or what you do. And I'm sure for those actors and you know, for those actresses, it wasn't as difficult as one would think. And this security thing is pretty serious when you use the phone for everything. And think of all the payments. Think of what you're hitting and what you're paying for. And none of us want to get caught in a situation where somebody does that, hacks into our private info, and it's out there. Listen, I've been hacked. I was hacked not on a phone, but hacked several years ago on the whole Gmail thing. I was apparently held for ransom in London, and the crazy thing is some people actually believed it, which I don't understand that, and they were people I knew. But it was really a hassle. It was really a hassle to get through everything I had to do, and plus, so much important info had been, you know, was lost, and I couldn't log in, and it was of course a day that was a nightmare day, and then it just added to the stress of that. So you got to take this security thing very, very serious, especially with these questions, whether we're just talking about what I threw out there, the whole Google thing, or really back to the gist of what we were talking about, the cell phone and Apple unveiling mobile payments, which is huge. And because of the whole iCloud hacking scare, how safe are the mobile payments? And you heard what he had to say. He gave him an 8 or so on a scale of 1 to 10. And that's actually pretty good in the security world for sure. All right, stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
They are capable.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $29.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.